And State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Let's begin first with the bill that you introduced yesterday, and we discussed it a little bit last week, but it's Senate Bill 1107. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, sure. It puts in place certain regulations and expands the utilization of telemedicine in the state of Texas. This is an important issue. This is one that the Texas does need to move on to make sure that individuals in rural Texas, as well as individuals that are very busy, have access to care. It's one of a number of bills that I'm working on that, in totality, help access to care. Another one is a bill that mandates that medical schools, when they come into existence, should consider the graduate medical education component as part of their responsibility of being a medical school. And then I have another bill that recruits psychiatrists. We have a mental health workforce shortage in the state, and it allows for an expedited licensure process to try to recruit psychiatrists from other states. So those three bills address some of the challenges Texas has regarding workforce and access to care.
So, in other words, you'd speed up the licensing prospect for those people coming into Texas to practice? Is that what that bill would
be? For psychiatrists.
For psychiatrists.
We have a very significant workforce shortage regarding mental health practitioners and providers.
Sure. Let's turn our attention also to Senate Bill 25. Now, you're on the State Affairs Committee, and y'all voted that out by a unanimous vote, if I'm correct, 8-0.
Right.
Tell us a little
That's
bit
right.
about that bill.
That was a bill by Senator Creighton that removed from statute a cause of action called wrongful birth. It doesn't restrict abortions or access to abortions, but what it does is a child that is born with a significant and severe abnormality or handicap, there are avenues legally to seek compensation by saying that this child was wrongfully born, and that the child would have been better off having been aborted. And that's been removed in many states. I don't believe it should be in statute in Texas, and voted with the other eight members, including Democrats, to remove that statute or that cause of action from statute.
Now, today I was looking at the Texas Tribune, and they seem to have put really at the forefront the question of the maternal death rate in Texas and how there's not anything
right.
on the legislative agenda about this. This is not new, is it? I mean, there hasn't been has there been a considerable uptick in maternal deaths in Texas?
There has. There's been a study that was published last year, and we actually had discussions in our interim charge and hearings. But maternal death rates have increased in Texas, and it is concerning. And the culprits, at least what the study pointed toward, were heart disease and drug overdoses and high blood pressure, as well as other key factors of mental health disorders and substance abuse. And so, you know, there are a lot of different, in fact, I just spoke of some bills that help try to address some of those issues. But we continue, and then Texas has taken steps regarding expansion of care for women through the Texas Women's Health Program that is not just preventive types of care for women and STD screening, but it's also family planning services and postpartum depression screening. So there has been a concerted effort to address some of the root causes. As far as, you know, specific hearing, we're going to look at this issue, and I think it continues to need to be explored about other potential causes of why there's an increase of maternal deaths in Texas. Certainly, we want to do everything we can to lower that number and get in line with other states.
Well, it has to be difficult because a lot of the things you've talked about are just behavioral. If they make bad decisions, you can't legislate them away from making
those bad decisions. You know, actually, over half of health is related to an individual's choices, lifestyle choices. Those things such as diet and exercise, smoking, and drug use, those things you can't legislate away. But that said, there are ways to try to assist individuals for quitting smoking and assist individuals regarding access to care to treat their high blood pressure and to have them understand that obesity is a tie to many, many diseases. And the list goes on and on.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. With a new administration in Washington, there have been a lot of changes, and one which impacts Texas. The Justice Department has taken a position that they are not going to try to force Texas to make a complete change of the voter ID. They made that announcement yesterday. Would you tell us your thoughts on that?
No, I think it's good. I think it's great. You know, voter integrity and the sanctity of our ballot box is obviously very important. And I think it's proper and correct to ask an individual for a photo ID when they go to the ballot box. And so I think the federal administration is moving in the right direction, the Department of Justice, regarding this issue.
What else is going to be happening in the Senate this week before we talk again next week?
Well, the CPS bill is on the floor of the Senate tomorrow. The Convention of States is on the floor today. We're working hard in all committees now. All committees have started up. You know, things are moving at a quicker pace than they have been. And, you know, I think the House is starting to meet in committees as well. We've been meeting for a couple of weeks in committee, but we're getting the job done. And, you know, the big issue, again, remains the budget and finding a way forward in a pretty lean time right now between the House budget and Senate budget. There's significant financial differences and priorities between the two chambers. And, it's the most, the furthest that we've had between the two chambers that I can recall.
Well, certainly you've had some discussion, you know, the sense of what's going on in the House. Do you think that gap has closed any in the last week?
No, I don't think it has yet.
All right. We'll look forward to continuing that battle then. State Senator Charles Wertner joins us every Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Senator.
You bet. Have a great day.